News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Yeah, but we are, Ciara, heading into, I think it's probably the most economically consequential week since
yes.
the crash and the start of the recovery from the crash and those days when we were all in turmoil over what was happening. Coalition leaders are discussing moves to bolster Irish competitiveness amidst efforts to, I suppose, shield those vulnerable sectors from the fallout of the looming US-EU trade war. Lots of meetings going on. The Taoiseach was chatting to Ursula von der Leyen yesterday. Ciara, it is this is a huge, huge week for Ireland and the Irish economy and the Irish economic model that has served us so well.
Ursula von der Leyen, who our Fianna Fáil MEPs didn't vote for.
Yeah, the smartest move ever.
Not as a testament to that is where Michael McGrath found himself in the end, I think, within the commission. Look, I don't know no more than anybody else what's coming, but I know it's not good. Trade wars, protectionism, tariffs, these things slow down international trade, to put it bluntly. That's what they do. And the last time we saw this magnitude of tariffs being thrown around like snuff at a wake, it was the 1930s in the US as well. And it led to the Great Depression, which also fostered and nurtured the roots of fascism in the 1930s. 100 years ago, almost these exact same circumstances were occurring. And it is deeply concerning. What actually comes of this, I don't think any of us know quite yet. But we
potentially know where it could lead because we have the ASRI to thank for that. And look, we've been spending
80,000 jobs, Pascal Douglas said.
80,000 jobs.
A 50 billion euro surplus that we run with the US. That's how important it is. And pharma in particular and food in particular. These are things, booze. These are things that he is targeting. And our agricultural industry is huge, but particularly pharma. Pharma is so important to us. And we've been doing in this country a little bit for the last few years, kind of kicking big business as if we were too good for it. Talking about, anti-capitalist kind of sentiments. When that's what funds the country.
Well, we have had huge, huge budget surpluses and huge budget giveaways that we've kind of taken for granted over the last few years. That you think of the budgets we've had in recent years, massive giveaways. They're gone. They're out the window. It'll be straitjacket we'll be donning again if this plays out as it potentially could. Look, let us know. Are you nervous about all this? Are you worried the industry you work in could be at risk? 087 1400 106.
And we are going to continue this conversation about what US President Donald Trump and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick are saying about specifically US pharmaceutical multinationals located in Ireland, that they're going to target them in this major tariff announcement that is expected this Wednesday on the 2nd of April, and about its impacts with David Anschel now, who is the founder and managing director of specialist pharma and industrial company Comida. Good morning to you, David. In your view, obviously, this is your bread and butter. This is your industry. How significant and consequential do you think these tariffs are going to be?
Well, it is my bread and butter, but I also think it's largely Ireland's bread and butter as well.
Yeah.
Not lessening the impact of the tariffs, that we're not clear about exactly where they will hit at the moment. But in the short term, I can't realistically see that President Trump is going to be successful in pulling back the industry, the pharmaceutical industry, back to the USA. There's another number of reasons for that, but quite honestly, his thinking is rather simplistic, I think. And the USA are huge consumers of pharmaceuticals, especially over-the-counter drugs. You see them in every corner pharmacy in the USA. But that's not what Ireland manufactures. Ireland manufactures, in general terms, not pharmaceuticals, although we call it pharmaceuticals. They manufacture APIs, the active pharmaceutical ingredient. And that is not a matter of commercial competition. In other words, they're newly invented drugs, blue chip drugs, that are used to either save people's lives or to improve the quality of people's lives. And they can't be exchanged simply willy-nilly with an alternative from another country. They're often single effective drugs. In other words, there aren't alternatives normally. So I think in the short term, the danger is removed from it pulling back to the USA.
Okay.
In addition, that
will give hope to people what you're saying. And I understand what you're saying about the active pharma ingredients. And not only are they under patent, lots of them, but some of them go into the manufacturing of other more complex drugs. And so it's not like producing penicillin or paracetamol
no,
or something.
Paracetamol,
but
no,
could he make life so difficult for American, particularly US pharma companies here, of which we have so many and we are really dependent, that they just decide it's easier to go back to the mothership sort of thing?
Well, that's a good word that you use, easier. And that's really our biggest protection, I think. The reason that the industry, the catalyst that brought them here was perhaps corporation tax mm-hmm. and effective and competitive ways of producing the drugs. But that's not why they're here now. They're here now because we have 45 years of hugely, uniquely successful manufacture of these drugs. We have the expertise. We have the engineering expertise. We had a young, educated workforce that grabbed hold of this industry and produced drugs to a record involving regulatory and conformance matters and careful manufacturing, second to none in the world. And it won't be simple to transfer that back to another jurisdiction. It's just not an easy matter. It's a huge, lengthy process setting up a plant and setting up the needs, the careful manufacturing needs that are absolutely essential in this industry. So it's not going to be that simple.
Okay. And you said that it wouldn't happen, I suppose this is the next question, quickly, but could it happen over time? That language that's being used, you know, that we have the entire US pharma industry within our grasp, like, it makes us sound quite grasping, as if we've taken something and they more or less want it back. Over time, could they claw it back?
We have been the biggest recipient, or one of the biggest recipients, of American capital investment for this industry. But as I repeat, there's a very good reason for that, because of the quality of the work that we've done. Setting up a plant somewhere else, and do remember, of course, that only 40% of the products, the pharmaceutical products we export, goes back to the USA. One of the other reasons they're here is because it gives them access to other markets, such as the EU and other parts of the world. So it's really not going to be easy. What it may do, and this is a genuine danger, is it may think the leaders of industry to consider where they invest for further capital investment. So I think any impact is going to be a number of years' time. And then with any luck in the world, we may not have certain people in charge of running countries and running things of this kind. So I'm not saying there's nothing to fear.
Absolutely, David, I know you're not. But what I'm hearing you say is that in the short term, things may stay relatively stable. But in the long term, things like a lack of investment, corporate tax repatriation, or maybe some kind of subdued demand from the US
and people
might impact
drugs.
On us here. And you know, as I say, Pascal Donohue has said that could be 80,000 yeah. jobs. The figures for people listening this morning: 100 billion in exports of pharma in this country, 44% of our total exports, 61% of all our exports to the US, and that amounts to 44 billion euros. I mean, it is monstrous. We run a 50 billion euro surplus with the US, and 44 billion of what we export to the US is pharma.
That's absolutely true, but I can't think of an exception of the fact that American people need these drugs and will continue to need these drugs. They're not available elsewhere. So they will, unfortunately, because of the pending tariff, have to pay more for these drugs, but they're going to continue to be used and needed.
Is that, David, our secret weapon? That the fact that American consumers, if he puts a tariff on things like APIs, which are those active pharmaceutical ingredients that are so important to making drugs, if he makes them more expensive, that ultimately he's going to drive inflation within the US before he actually winds down our pharma industry in whatever shape or form he'd like to do. And that actually there would be a pushback from his own, I suppose, constituencies, his own electorate, because it's going to impact on their pockets. Could that save us, do you think?
Well, I would have thought so. It does seem that whatever Trump does, he gets forgiven for it by his own supporters. So I'm sure when inflation happens in the USA, he's going to blame somebody else for it. But I think you're right. I think we are protected by that. And as I say, it's more the longer term that we have to concern ourselves about, I think. Do remember, of course, that our pharmaceutical industry, and I'm calling it pharmaceuticals, even though it's APIs, is not only American-based. We have Japanese, we have Chinese, we have other European manufacturers here as well. So it's not just an American industry.
Look, thank you very much for that insight and actually really good explanation of what is going on. That is David Anshill there, founder and managing director of specialist pharma and industrial company, Kameda.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.